This is a work that took at least a couple of decades for Brahms to dare to present it. It was in the works. It was a slow brewing project. So when you hear it from the very get-go, it feels like a piece that comes out of struggle. It's just like, oh, it really took a while for it to happen, but it's a real achievement. It took a while to happen, but it came at the right time. It does feel like a continuation of Beethoven, yet at the same time, the arrival of a new voice. And that's something that Brahms was very good at being able to look back towards the past and carry this tradition, yet at the same time, being an innovator.
How would you assess last year's season and your conducting of the ASO?
Last year was a very, very special year for me. And with the ASO, number one, it was my second year as music director. So it was less of an introduction now. And it's more of, okay, now we're getting to know each other. And I really felt that we were going in that direction. Well, on top of that, because of the health issues that I had to endure, in sort of mid-January, I started to feel strange things, and I needed to get checked with doctors, and eventually I was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. And with the support of my doctors and my colleagues, I was given the green light to stay active. There were only a few things that I pulled out of, just to have some extra rest or because there were medical things to take care of. But through the whole treatment, etc., I was active. So it was also artistically speaking, and also as a professional, and also from the human side, it was a way for me to connect with my colleagues in a way that you don't plan these things. But it was also a way for me to see the best side of anybody here in the community who helped me and my family through this. But at the same time, musically speaking, there was an extra layer of connection, of meaning in everything that we were doing. This second year was something very, very special.
Did music help heal you just as much as support from doctors, family, and friends?
Yes. At least psychologically. I wouldn't know if molecularly. I'm not a scientist, and there's still great studying to be done about that. But for certain, the psychological part, for me to not just be active professionally, but just to be able to listen and experience and perform music, it was a real healing element during all this time when I was going through.
As we look ahead to this season, there has been also a reduction in the number of concerts. Why has that happened?
It is the nature of programming, though, to always look at the numbers and see what's working and what's not. There's a number of series and projects that we're just not ready to present them this year. Yet at the same time, I am quite proud of the Masterwork series that we were able to preserve. And it's, in fact, one of the most robust Masterworks seasons that we've done, definitely during my tenure. We're doing Mahler symphonies and some of the big French orchestral works that the orchestra hadn't done for many, many years. So those are actually things that we're doing to increase. Where in some places, yes, indeed, we did have to cut back.